For some of you that have just come, this is called mantra meditation. Man means mind, and sha means free in the ancient Sanskrit language of India. So the songs we're singing are actually very powerful formulas of sound vibration that are meant to stop the wandering of the mind. Usually the mind is wandering from one object to another, from one atmosphere to another, one place to another, one object to another. Because the mind is actually always looking for happiness. But because the objects that we usually absorb our mind in are always limited to some degree, therefore our mind must reject them after a short or long time. For example, suppose you have to stay in one of these classrooms all day long, day after day after day. We become agitated
better up there.
Mind because naturally. Similarly, suppose you had to be with one person all day long, day after day after day. The same thing would happen because the mind would reach a saturation point in a very short time. This is the nature of it. Or suppose you had to be in your home all day, day after day after day. Again, the mind reaches a saturation point and must reject it. So in yoga or in meditation, the whole idea is to fix the mind in that relationship which is always expanding, which is not limited. So that the mind, instead of having to wander, instead of being agitated from one thing to another, can actually find unlimited satisfaction in an unlimited relationship, an unlimited object. And this is what this formula is all about. You hear us singing these words, Hare. Hare means the reservoir of pleasure. Krishna means all attractive. And Rama means the enjoyer. So these three words are put into a formula. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. You hear us singing it. And this formula actually locks the mind in an atmosphere, a relationship which is ever expanding. And that's why, just like this song has been sung in India for over 5,000 years, and it's still being sung for hours every day, sometimes 24 hours a day in the villages of India. And similarly, those of us that are practicing this yoga, we're actually experiencing a type of joy, a type of inner happiness that goes on day after day, day after day after day, with this same simple song. So we'll chant a little more of some other mantras, and then we'll explain a little more about the instruments, what we're using, and also some more about the philosophy. We would be serving a vegetarian feast out here free, but unfortunately there's a rule against that at this college. So if some of you are interested in eating some beautiful food, you can talk to any of my brothers that are standing around, and they can tell you where we're located here in town. You might like to come over and have a feast with us this weekend.